It's been 100 days already since the Sunshine Coast new mayor and councillors were sworn into office. Mayor Rosanna Natoli highlighting the highs so far, including a meeting in Parliament House with other southeast mayors advocating for the Sunshine Coast for improved infrastructure and affordable housing, along with welcoming more than 1,300 new citizens from 71 countries. Mayor Natoli says there have been many challenges too.
The budget and understanding that, you know, at this time we're balancing cost of living pressures, the cost of delivering infrastructure and projects is blowing out. Everyone knows things are costing more now than they ever have before, certainly than last year. So balancing that in a budget is kind of what everyone's doing in their own homes. And that's been really tough. And as well, just, I guess, really learning how it all works.
It's been a busy night for coast paramedics responding to 5 crashes, the first at Budrum late Thursday afternoon, where a pre-teenage child suffered head injuries in an e-scooter crash. Later, they treated 2 people aged in their 20s for facial injuries following a single vehicle rollover at Peachester. 3 people were injured in 2 separate rollovers on Mawson's Road at Biwa before they were called to an e-bicycle incident on Hastings Street at Noosa Heads. Well, Telstra's shutting down its old 3G network on August 31 and Optus is following in September. Both telcos have been contacting coast customers who still rely on 3G, with many of them older people. Andrew Sheerian from Optus says most people don't have to worry.
Their device will work on 4G or 5G when the 3G network closes down. But there's a small number of customers who have a device that is dependent on 3G.